Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios here in Houston at Yahoo Sports Radio. We always deliver at YSR, the biggest and best in sports, and tonight you're in for a real treat as I have invited former running back from the Miami Dolphins, Tony Nathan. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Star running back in two Super Bowls, Super Bowl 17 and 19 against the Redskins and the 49ers, and in 1981 he was named the team's MVP. I must mention Tony Nathan. He played college ball at the University of Alabama, winning a national championship in 1978, and he played for the legendary coach, Paul Bear Bryant. Such an honor to have with us tonight, Tony Nathan. Good evening.
Yeah, thank you very much. Great to be here. Good evening to you also.
Thank you. Well, we're anxious to relive so many amazing memories at the University of Alabama and your time in the NFL with the Miami Dolphins. But first and foremost, hey, I would love to get a couple quick hits on the Dolphins. They opened the season with a 17-10 win over the Redskins. Just your overall thought about the potential with this roster in 2015 and what they might be able to accomplish.
They definitely have some tests out in the offseason as far as with their free agent acquisitions. And if they stay healthy, defensively, to at least can keep them in the game or actually to take over the game. And if the offense can stay healthy and they score 17 points or 21 points, I think they should have a very productive season.
Well, the Dolphins, they missed the playoffs in 2014 for the sixth consecutive season. They dropped four out of their last six. Tony, I mean, are you optimistic? I mean, that this is a team that could, you know, make the playoffs?
Definitely. I mean, I think they have the firepower. The quarterback has come more confident about the people that he's playing with. And the people that he's playing with on offense are actually making plays for him. And that's what a quarterback needs, confidence. The young man shows that he has confidence in the people. He speaks about it. So I think they have a great chance. Like I said, if they stay healthy on defense, they should do very well.
The Dolphins have gone through 17 quarterbacks since Dan Marino's retirement after the 1999 season. This is a guy, Ryan Tannehill. I mean, in my estimation, I mean, in my opinion, he's shown a lot of steady progress in the NFL over the past 3 years. What do you think, Tony?
Well, I mean, it's just that you've been in the same system. You get used to your coordinator. I mean, you get used to what you have to do, your reads and whatnot, and he seems to be showing that, you know, him improving at doing that. And like I said, it's all about confidence and believing in the people you have around you. And they showed that this preseason. So I think they're going to do well.
Hey, Tony Nathan is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're going to transition right now. We're going to talk about his brand new book, Touchdown Tony, Running with a Purpose, The Making of a Man, The Healing of a City. And did you know, in the month of October, it's going to be released October 16th, the new film, The True Story of the Star Running Back, featured in the movie Woodlawn. We want to encourage you to go out and check out that movie. We want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of his new book. You've obviously had so many amazing accolades and accomplishments. We want to talk about those on the field at the University of Alabama and with the Miami Dolphins, but I think it's important to start off our conversation and congratulate you. You went back to school to the University of Alabama, and you got your degree. You got your degree in May of 2015. I mean, that's amazing. 36 years in the making.
I would say it is amazing because, yeah, at one point in time, I didn't think I was going to do it. After my youngest daughter, finished hers, and she started, you know, got her master's, and my other two kids have her theirs, and my wife got hers, and they all looked at me and just said, okay, Pops, it's time for you to put your degree on the wall. So I'm like, okay, now I have no excuse. I'm not coaching anymore. So I told them I went and had to do it through an external degree program.
And I'm sure there was tremendous satisfaction getting that diploma, but it also had to be very emotional for you as well. There's no doubt about that. And that's something that Coach Paul Bear Bryant, I mean, he wanted you to come back and to finish, correct?
Oh, yes. I made him the promise after I had figured out my professors, none of them didn't know my name. So I figured it was best for me to leave school while I was ahead of the game. And I went and talked to him, and he decided to say, all right, give me your word that you're going to finish. And he's a firm believer. And if you give a man your word, that's the only thing a person has, really. So I gave him my word I was finished, and I just wish he was here to see it.
Touchdown Tony, the new book that is out, Running with a Purpose, The Making of a Man and the Healing of a City. Tony Nathan, the great Tony Nathan, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Share for all of our listeners across the country your story in this book, and what was the goal of the book?
It all stems from my high school coach's son writing a book about his father accepting Christ. It's about faith, mm-hmm. believing in yourself, and believing in the man upstairs that he's going to, you know, do big things in your life. And it's all about a belief and trusting in people that you know, like my parents, my siblings, my kids, my wife. And then you can't go through life by yourself, so you got to believe in something. If you don't, you'll fall for anything.
What are some of the life lessons that you took away from the opportunity to spend with a legendary coach in Paul Bear Bryant?
Well, his thing was, you know, about, you know, giving people your word. If you're going to do something, you complete what you start. You know, please don't quit whatever it is you start. You have to see it through. Whether good or bad, you made the choice to do so. You just got either you suffer the consequences or you make the great consequences. But he believed in, you know, family totally and you know, taking care of one another and trusting in other people.
We are short on time. Tony Nathan with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of the new book. We are definitely going to have Tony Nathan back when we have more time. We want to go more in-depth with his new book, Touchdown Tony, Running with a Purpose, The Making of a Man, The Healing of a City, and the True Story of the Star Running Back, featured in the movie Woodlawn. And, of course, as he said, it's coming out October 16th. You definitely want to get that. Tony, such an honor to have you on the show for the first time, and I promise let's carve out some more time and have you back in the month of October, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.